I'm always just one ask away from something, or 25 asks away from something, or 25 steps that I need to do in order to create the life that I want. But I'm afraid it all comes down to fear.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go.
Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I'm about 2 days off of the Bliss Project, hence my crackling voice. I'm still trying to get it back. I lost it in the most beautiful ways all weekend long, whether it was screaming for people, cheering, talking, or singing. You guys, okay, so I want to talk about this because every single year, I think so many people are always like, how do you put on this event? Aren't you afraid? How do you speak for that long? How do you do the things you do? And I'm like, holy shit, you guys, I'm just as scared as you. Like, I'm just willing to continue acting with my fear. And that's what I'm trying to show you guys to do too. So one of the things that I did, I'm going to give you more of a recap later on and throughout the weeks, because this was just, I'm still marinating in it, to be quite honest with you. Like, I don't even know what all happened. What I do know is that already we are over half sold out. So I know that something magical happened in there, that half the room decided to show up next year. So if you want to go, definitely grab your ticket soon. No, not trying to sell you, but I am trying to get you to grab your spot there if you want to go. So actually, yeah, I am trying to sell you. I think that sales is a gift to try to transform people if you know you have something that works. So, okay, I want to talk about fear, because I think that if fear didn't exist, you guys would be doing everything that you want, and I would be doing everything that I want too, except I am just, a few steps from asking people exactly what I want because I'm afraid, or I'm always just one ask away from something, or 25 asks away from something, or 25 steps that I need to do in order to create the life that I want. But I'm afraid it all comes down to fear. So I want to read you a couple of quotes on fear. The fears we don't face become our limits. And that is by Robin Sharma. So Robin Sharma says, the fears we don't face become our limits. And this last weekend, I noticed that I had a vision that was given to me in SoulCycle, where a lot of my visions come. And because I'm pushing a lot of boundaries in there, and I try to work a little bit harder, at least for a couple minutes out of the class, than I believe that is possible for me to do, right? So I noticed I said a couple of minutes, not the whole class. And the vision was given to me as this beautiful woman, Hila Plitman, sang opera next to me. Yes, you guys, I'm in LA. So when you're in SoulCycle, there's often a lot of really amazing, talented people in the room. And there will be songs that come on and she will start singing opera because she is a Grammy Award-winning opera singer. Well, I didn't know who she was, and I didn't know that until one day she was singing on a bike. And later on, our instructor let us all know who she was. And from then, this was 2 years ago, from then, she was always kind of in my mind because she sings in all my classes. Like, she's there every Tuesday and Thursday. And I hear her singing opera over some of these amazing songs, and it just always gives me chills. So one day, not too long ago, before this event, this was probably about 3 or 4 months ago, I get this vision that I want to sing at the Bliss Project. And the reason that part of the reason that this came is because the theme of the Bliss Project this year was to give yourself permission. It's to grant your own permission to create what you wish existed and to take messy action. So that was the theme this year. Grant yourself permission. create what you wish existed, and take messy action. So I'm in SoulCycle and I'm huffing along and I'm like sweaty and I'm pushing a little bit harder and I'm hearing Hila do this like opera high notes over this music. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm supposed to ask her and my friend Monique and this other girl, Allie Walker, to sing with me. And I'm like, I think I'm supposed to sing "I Will Survive," but change the lyrics to "I'm Here to Rise." And I was like, this is crazy. Except the vision kept going and I could see it so clearly that I knew that I was supposed to create it. And I was like, what? Who am I to create this? How am I going to do this? I have to plan the event and I'm supposed to plan this opening number? Oh my God, are you kidding me? And when I get visions like that, though, I know that they're for me. They're for my growth and they're for my expansion. No vision is ever given to me if it's not mine to fulfill. Well, you guys, if I haven't told you, it's been my childhood dream to be a performer. I used to think that I was supposed to be a singer or a dancer or something big on stage. And I just totally turned that off thinking, you can't sing. Oh my God, your voice isn't even good. What are you doing? Except I'm obsessed with karaoke. And guess what my go-to karaoke song is? You guessed it. "I Will Survive." So I had plenty of practice with it. And I knew that we're not just here to survive. We're here to thrive and we're here to rise. So I rewrote some of the lyrics. I asked the girls, "Will you play in this daydream with me? Like, I'm so freaked out. Here's what I see. What do you guys think?" And when I asked them, they were all like, because I got them on a call, they were all like, "Hell yes, let's do this. This is going to be amazing. You're going to be awesome. We'll totally support you. Like, don't even worry about it. This is going to be awesome." So then I was like, okay, in this dream, I also see us all with high-waisted, sparkly bell bottoms on. And you guys, I'm not messing around. Like, when I get a vision, it's I have to do it to a T. So Monique is like, "I got you, girl. I'm going to find these pants." So she finds these Etsy, this girl who makes these pants on Etsy, and sends me the link. So I order us these high-waisted pants. You guys, I think it is somewhere in Asia. And literally this girl gets back to me who makes these pants and she's like, "Send me your measurements. They're going to be perfect." So I send them all the measurements, pick out all these different colors, get the pants back. They all fit perfectly. Can I first of all just ask you, this is like side tangent, but not at all. It's totally a part of the whole thing. Can I first of all just ask you, when have you ever ordered pants that fit perfectly? Not to mention four completely different shaped and sized females. Okay, so I knew it was blessed. I'm not even shitting you. I got the pants and once everybody told me that they fit, I was like, we're all good. I promise you, if these pants fit, that means this is going to work. That's our sign. So you know that's the truth. Like, you know that's the truth. I don't even have to go on that one. So getting pretty nervous because we really did not have time to rehearse, you guys. Like, I'm getting, all of us are from all different places. Like, yes, Hila's from here and Monique is from here, but they were traveling. Like, Hila was, I believe, in like Costa Rica, and Monique has been recording her album down in San Diego. So she recorded her album all the way up until the event. And then Allie is in Canada. So we did not, we got like one chance, we did get one chance online to do this. And because everything was delayed, we're like, you guys, we can't even practice. So we'll talk about it. We'll practice our own individual stuff. And then we'll get together on the day of the Bliss Project and we'll practice. So that morning we sang once together and then once on stage to practice. And then we just did it. And was it perfect? In my mind, it was absolutely perfect because I wasn't attached to perfect. This was about facing my fear. This was about just saying, you know what? I've supported myself. I've shown up. I got the vision and I accepted. I got the vision and I accepted. So the rest is up to you, God. And whether that sounds crazy to you or not, to make this daydream of mine come true, I knew that in order for all of you and everyone who was there or watching or whatever it was to give themselves permission, that I had to give myself the permission that I did not want to give and that I wasn't willing to give myself prior to that. It was, I'm not a singer. I'm not a performer. What are they going to think of me? They're going to be like, oh my God, she's making this all about her. Like, I had to let all of that go and know deep in my soul that if I gave myself that type of permission, that when you see women shine and when you see women stepping in, all it is a mirror back. And I will tell you that the feedback that I got was that was enough to open me up for the weekend to say, who am I to think I can't do what I want to do? Create what you wish existed. Whether it was me 7 years ago, starting with this little idea of the Bliss Project, putting down more money than I even had at the time on the hotel room with a like leap and a prayer, being so nervous and so freaked out, even though that was my vision. It started with a vision and I just keep being faithful to my mission. If you be faithful to the mission, you will absolutely be rewarded. You will absolutely be rewarded, whether that's with a lesson that's going to help elevate you to your next level, or whether that is just with a beautiful gift of being able to serve so many other people. And both serve people, right? Both of them serve people. You guys, I can't even begin to tell you all of the amazing things that I heard from that stage, from all of the incredible speakers. Like, I need to just go over all of my notes. Let's see if I can remember a quote. This one was Samantha Skelly. It's consumption of information without integration equals frustration. That's Samantha Skelly. She said that on Sunday morning and I was just like, damn, Gina, that is so amazing. That is so freaking amazing. Let's see. Patrice Washington. Oh, there's so many good ones. I can't remember. It was something about not aligning with your mission and also having the right message, but saying it to the wrong audience. So many amazing quotes that I'm absolutely not saying correctly that I need to write down and share with you on the next one. Do you guys like that I don't edit this podcast for you? Like, some things get edited, but for the most part, especially on my quickies, I'm like, but you know what? It's fully me. So there you go. And I just really want to say thank you to everybody who was there. Like, you guys created this amazing just vortex of love and transformation for everybody and for yourself. And I absolutely cannot do it without you. Yes, I show up and I have the vision, but it's because I really believe not only am I just showing up and being loyal to the vision that was given to me, but I believe that I'm seeing it because it's part of your vision. And I know that I am just a piece of this tiny puzzle that you guys are all creating when you step in that room. So thank you for showing up 150 million percent. Like, everyone who came, I feel like just showed up and played full out and was so vulnerable and was so loving and was so just nurturing and caring and ready and open. So deepest gratitude to all of you who made it exactly what it was. And thank you for blessing me and gifting me just the love and the hugs and the space and the opportunity that you showed up so that we could create this together. So you guys, I hope that I get to see you next year. And for real, I think this really might sell out really fast. I'm just being honest. So if you want to claim your spot, it's at theblissproject.info because more tickets are rolling in daily. And we have switched the spot and it's going to be in Marina Del Rey, which is right near Los Angeles. So it's a lot cheaper to fly into and get your plane ticket into for everyone who's traveling. And also, you don't have to have that awesome Uber ride down for an hour. And it is at the Ritz-Carlton this year. So I told you that I am up-leveling in my life and up-leveling the event, and that is how we are up-leveling. And if you guys don't know about the Ritz-Carlton, please go check it out in Marina Del Rey because it is jaw-dropping, breathtaking. So get ready to up-level next year, and I hope that you join us. And I love you guys, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.